The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to Friday's edition of the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast with me, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say that for this edition of the podcast, I am joined by Craig Forsyth. Craig, how are you, my friend?
Yes, all is well, Bobby, all is well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very much looking forward to the weekend's action, particularly at HQ. And that Dewhurst looks an absolute cracker, but it's all about too darn hot, would you say?
Yeah, but Bobby, come on, Newmarket and 2-day meeting at York. What's happened to you? I thought you'd been looking closely at the action in Yorkshire.
Actually, the first time this year, for the first time in 5 years, because normally I'm always there for the Friday and the Saturday. Of course, there's the big sprints there on Saturday, and I'm always there. But it's the first time I'm missing it in 5 years this year.
Oof. Yeah. So you'll have to
watch on the TV.
Watch from afar and enjoy the action from Newmarket as well, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's some real good stuff on offer this weekend, Bobby. Real good stuff.
There certainly is. Indeed, if we look ahead to it, to the Dewhurst, too darn hot. Very, very impressive at last time out in the Champagne Stakes at Town Moor.
Yeah, beat Felix of Spain on that occasion. Did it well. Prior to that, won well at Sandown. He's very, very progressive, you know, and, I think the pick of his performances was the Sandown win, beating Arthur Kitt on that occasion, and he's, priced up accordingly. He's even money at the time of recording for the race, and he's the one they all have to beat, but it's a real good renewal. Sir Michael Stout has an unbeaten Kingman colt, and Sangarius, who's been very, very impressive, hasn't clocked the same type of figures as the winner, particularly at Doncaster. For a debutant, the figure was good when getting the better of Bangkok, mm-hmm. who subsequently disappointed at Newmarket. Advertise, only defeat came in the Coventry Stakes,
mm-hmm.
Which, looked a fairly good renewal. He deserves plenty of respect at 8-1. And I think the weather forecast changed a little bit now as well. For Newmarket, and I think it will probably be good to firm. I think mm-hmm. I was looking at some rainfall earlier in the week, but now, I think it's, very few showers
mm-hmm.
between now and Saturday. So, too darn hot, definitely the one they all have to beat, and obviously the owners and Pedigree have been very much in the news as well, Bobby, this week.
Yeah, definitely, Craig, especially what's been happening at Tattersall's this week, because the full brother to Too Darn Hot and La-Ti-Dar has been sold for $3.5 million, purchased by David Redfuss on behalf of Qatar Racing.
Yeah, and I think it's the first one of the family to be sold.
Mm.
The policy from the owners is to keep the fillies for their breeding operation and to sell the colts. Now, obviously, you may look at Too Darn Hot being a colt, an unbeaten colt.
Mm-hmm.
That heads the market for the Dewhurst Stakes on Saturday. But at this time last year, he had a few niggly little problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't put him through the sale because of those problems. So, I think that one kind of worked in their favour a little bit, considering what he's done on the track and three runs so far. But $3.5 million. I probably expected it to go for a little bit more, if I was being honest, the way the market is working.
Yep.
But obviously going to be an exciting recruit. I would think it's a fairly short price that he'll end up in the John Gosden yard.
Yep.
He's trained all the siblings. He trained the mare. Mm-hmm. He's had a lot of success with the family. It just makes absolute sense. He'll go to the Gosden yard for a two-year-old career next year.
Well, I was just about to say to you there, Craig, that this year Qatar Racing have had the star three-year-old in Roaring Lion. And next year, me and you could be sat here doing the podcast in 2019 saying that Qatar Racing have got the star two-year-old of the season.
Well, could be. But, you know, he's going to have to win a few races to live up to that price tag. So, yeah, I wish him the best of luck and look forward to seeing him on the track next year.
Yeah, very much agree with your thoughts there. Right, then, looking ahead to the racing action tomorrow afternoon, I need your two selections now, and so do the listeners as well. I believe your first one is the 3:35 at Newmarket. This is the Group 1 Fillies Mile.
Yeah, I think it's slightly below par renewal, Bobby, for sure. You know, I don't think we've got anything of the class of Lawrence, of course, who, you know, has gone on to win 5 Group 1s, last year's winner. So, you know, looking at them this year, at the time of recording, we've got joint favourites Antonia De Vega, Rafe Beckett trains, showed a real good turn of foot to win at Goodwood last time. You know, looked booked for 3rd or 4th inside the final furlong. Quicken really well, left the impression, you know, she would improve again, stepping up to a mile. The bare form will need improving upon, you know, to win a Group 1, if I'm being honest. So I think she's passed over, despite demanding plenty of respect. And I'm going to go with the all-conquering Aidan O'Brien team here, Galileo Filly Hermosa. You know, she couldn't go the pace last time at Nace over 7 furlongs.
Yep.
Got going all too late in the day in the in that Group 3. And she finished a real good effect. She looks like she's been crying out for a step-up and trip. And she handled all sorts of ground. She's won on soft and top of the ground. So there's a lot to like about Hermosa. And I think this extra furlong will definitely bring about further improvement. You know, looking at Pretty Pollyanna, who sets a standard on overall form, but I don't think you could say there's improvement to come over a mile for her. She's looked all speed to me over 6 furlongs. She may get 7, but I think a mile may be stretching it for Pretty Pollyanna. You know, she only finished 4th last time at Newmarket in the Cheveley Park. I don't think that was a particularly bad run. Obviously, a lot of people were expecting better, given that she was set off 6-4 favourite. But I still thought that was a decent effort. But it's the stamina concerns that would worry me for Pretty Pollyanna stepping up to the mile for the first time.
So it's a Hermosa to win the Fillies Mile on Friday afternoon at Newmarket. Now, your other selection is away from HQ up to the Knavesmire. And for the mile and 6 handicap, the 3:50 at York.
This is a fabulous race, Bobby. This is probably, for me, you know, a better race than the Melrose. You know, the Melrose, of course, is the mile 6 race for 3-year-olds run at the Ebo.
The 3-year-old Ebo, as they call it.
Yeah. You know, I think this is an even better race. You know, we've got betting on it as well at the time of recording, and the market is headed by Surya, who has been very impressive. After the penny finally dropped for him, he looked a little bit tricky early season. And
yeah, can't stop winning now.
Well, given his dam, you know, and what happened with her, you know, there was the worry that it might just not happen for Surya. But the penny dropped, you know, after finishing 2nd at Goodwood. He won well at Newcastle, then followed up at Haydock, and then back at Haydock in a handicap last time off 92. You know, he beat Dominating by, 2.5 lengths?
Yep.
He was value for more, Bobby. They didn't go much of a gallop in the early part of that race, which would be the concern. He hasn't really been involved in a truly run race in those 3 wins. And I think this is a huge step up in class for him. He certainly looked the part. And I think he could have went up more than £5 because he was value for more. The way he quick and clear, he had some good horses really struggling off the bridle. And he was just idling a little bit towards the finish of that race. But, you know, he's 11-4 favourite. This is going to be much tougher for him. There will go a strong gallop. I think one of the most likely pace angles is Canford Heights, who made all at Haydock last time. Got his own way out in front, you know, and quickened. Got the complete run of the race. I think he was flattered a little bit by that performance, if I'm being truthful, at Haydock last time. And I think, again, you know, taking those 2 on, they're taking, you know, the best part of 50% out the book. So there's plenty of value to be had, Bobby. The 2 I like are Proschema for Tom Daskin, who finished 3rd, of course, in the Melrose at York behind Ghostwatch. Went the scenic route, you know, came wide round a bend into the straight and had plenty ground to make up. You know, Ghostwatch was much better positioned, and he finished to real good effect.
Yep.
Obviously, his only subsequent run came in the ledger at Doncaster, which...
He was outclassed.
He was punching above his weight,
yes,
Bobby.
Yes, definitely.
Punching above his weight, and... You know, back in calmer waters, on a mark of 105, I think he's a player.
Yep.
I like the horse. He's got a terrific attitude. We are expecting rain at York between 5 and 10 mil is forecast between now and racing on Friday. So I think we'll definitely see some soft in the going description. And he's proven in soft ground, Proschema, when he won at Haydock earlier in the season. So he's a player. You know, he's 10 to 1 at the time of recording. But the one I really like here is Al Mogared of John Gostin's. He's responsible for the favourite and Surya. But this is a horse, Bobby, that, you know, I've been following all season. He made his debut after missing his two-year-old season at Salisbury in heavy ground, finishing second to Billy Ray. He then followed up at Chepstow under fast conditions. And from, you know, a Chepstow novice event, he went straight into the Queen's Vase at Royal Ascot. And he's only had one run since at Newbury in a very competitive handicap where... You know, he was inexperienced for such a test at this stage of his career. The notes I made on him at a very early stage of the season from Chepstow was his action. He pounds the ground really hard and he looks to be crying out for a little bit of juice underfoot. I don't think he entirely let himself down on the ground at Newbury last time. The way he was just hanging a little bit in the closing stages of that contest suggested he's absolutely crying out for softer conditions. I think he'll get that. I think he's on a reasonable mark of 103. And I think we'll see a completely different horse tomorrow under different conditions. He would be the number one pick in the race. But like I said, the Tom Daskin horse, Proschema, the danger. But I do like the chances of Al Mogared on soft ground again. And very, very good race. The one I'm certainly most looking forward to on Friday. And hopefully it's a Gosden winner. But not with the first string.
With the second string to get the job done. Do join us on William Hill Racing Radio on Friday afternoon. Join Luke Elder, Ross Briley and Kevin O'Malley as they guide you through the action at Downpatrick, Dundalk, Newmarket, Newtownabbot, Wolverhampton and York. Craig, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bobby.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.